The Colorado Avalanche have been in Colorado for over two decades now. We've seen some amazing players take the ice and some here only long enough to get a cup of coffee. They come and they go, and we're going to remember each and every one of them. The stars, the flukes, the traded and the retired. Every Avs player ever, one by one, until we're done.
Joey Hischen.
With 5 minutes and 44 seconds remaining in a 3-0 game, Braden McNabb of the Kootenay Ice delivers an elbow to the head of Joey Hischen of the Owen Sound Attack that changes the course of Hischen's career forever. Hischen saw McNabb at the last second and did his best to avoid the hit, but McNabb had the angle on Hischen and caught him squarely in the head. Hischen is clearly stunned by the hit and turns and takes a few strides towards the bench before his own player bumps into him as well. He takes two more strides, each less powerful than the last, and then collapses to the ice. The effects of the hit compound as Joey Hischen lays on the ice and watches the blood fall from his head to his visor and to the ice. Hischen lay down the ice for another minute or so, eventually made it to his knees, and then made it to his feet with the help of two of his teammates who helped him off the ice. At this point, Joey Hischen was already a first-round draft pick of the Colorado Avalanche. There were high hopes for Hischen, both from him and from the fans. But this would sadly turn out to be the most notable point of his Avalanche career. Hischen wouldn't just miss the rest of this game or this tournament, but he'd miss the entirety of the next season. Joey Hischen certainly wasn't the first person to take a hit to the head. Not in hockey, not in Canadian hockey. But it is said that he was a catalyst, and this hit was a catalyst to Hockey Canada redefining their rules about zero tolerance for head hits. It would be nearly 2 years before he played pro hockey again, this time on March 19th, 2013. And then, less than a month later, on the 12th of April, he took another concussion.
Actually, that is not Paul Carey, 28. It is Joey Hischen, 38, down for the Lake Erie Monsters.
By this point, the NHL and every fan who loves the NHL was talking about head hits and concussions and trying to decide if the NHL needed to do something about them. Joey Hischen couldn't play a game without somebody bringing up his concussion history. The following season, 2013-2014, Joey Hischen played a majority of the games, missing only 26 due to injury, which was a pretty good number considering his career so far. The Avalanche, who had made the playoffs that year and were playing against the Minnesota Wild, called him up for an emergency role, and he debuted in Game 4 against the Minnesota Wild. Another season would pass after that, seeing Hischen play most of his games in the AHL before finally getting called up on April 7th, 2015, to score his first ever NHL goal. That would be the last time that he touched NHL ice for the Colorado Avalanche, spending the rest of his time with the San Antonio Rampage that year. By this point, it was clear that Hischen wasn't going to be making a career in the NHL, and at best he'd be an AHL player. He opted to go play in Europe, first for the KHL, where he played 1 year of his contract before a mutual agreement to move on to Swedish hockey, where he played one more year before hanging him up in 2017-2018. In the end, Joey Hischen played 16 games total for the Colorado Avalanche. Widely seen as a result of our poor scouting at the time and a player who's too small to play in this league, most people wrote him off as just a loss. But you have to wonder what would have happened if he hadn't been hurt so early in his career with the concussion issues. Joey Hischen continues to be an outspoken advocate for concussion awareness in hockey. He's got his own hockey school where he's teaching a bunch of young kids to love the game, play the game, and be professional in the game. And he's just become the assistant head coach of the Owen Sound Attack, where he had his best years of hockey. This and every other podcast that we do is brought to you by AvsFam, AvsFam.com. Awesome hockey shirts for awesome hockey people.